talk about the enclave to the Navy base in the letter today, or are you going to? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I know that in the past 24 hours, it's been an incredible thing. We actually got a letter of intent from the Department of Transportation directly to the Navy base for that Navy access, and they had a meeting this morning. So I'm super. Yeah, y'all need to applaud. This is like so exciting. Access to that Navy base. So infrastructure is certainly, I think it's everybody's priority, which that's a good sign that we're in a real conservative community, because we believe infrastructure is what the government is responsible for. So
this was State Representative Michelle Salzman at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon that was back in December, talking about a plan that we were kind of wanting to see it get a little bit farther into the process before we went super public with it. And now we are at that point. We're actually doing a press conference later today with Senator Doug Brocks. And joining us by phone this morning, we have commanding officer for another about 8 days. Lucky Tim Kinsler, the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, Captain Kinsler. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you, Andrew. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
It's always good to see you, and I look forward to seeing you at the change of command next week. So we can finally kind of talk about this. I want to give it to you, though, because I know I heard, you know, I've heard her comments, and you and I had talked a little bit about this after the prior event at which you kind of forecasted the possibility of this taking place. Tell people what is the plan and where it stands right now.
You bet. So first, let me just briefly say how we got here. The Navy, after 2001, after 9/11, really, the Navy took a really hard look at the vulnerability of all spaces. And in that process, it came down to Pensacola and Pearl Harbor being the only two bases in the Navy that had unfettered access to the public. So the Navy realized that wasn't really tenable, because Pensacola and Pearl Harbor were completely outside the norm of what every other base of the Navy was like. So eventually the Navy said, okay, we're going to restrict access to make it more within policy, within DoD policy. And that happened around 2015. But the base was under a waiver, what we call an exception to policy, to allow us to bring folks in through the back gate to get them into the museum. But that exception to policy was only in place. It was only there with the understanding that we were going to get a permanent solution to it. So there was always an expiration date on it. People like to tie the shooting with the shutting down of the base, or as people call it, the shutting down of the base. But the shooting was just a catalyst. This was already in the works anyway. It was happening anyway. The shooting just sort of sped it up a little bit. And on December 6, 2019, both Pearl Harbor and NES Pensacola, that unfettered access by the public to the Arizona Memorial and to the museum, lighthouse, Fort Barrancas were restricted. So we had to figure out, okay, how are we going to be able to do this and do it permanently? And we knew it was going to cost a lot of money to do it. And as we all know, budgets are tight. In this fiscal environment, budgets are really, really tight. And this is a training base. And it's very, very difficult for us to go to Congress to say, hey, can you give us $50 million so we can provide tourist access to the base? It's got to be grounded in the needs, the military needs of the base. So we went around looking for partners. Who will partner with us to make this happen, who also has a vested interest? And FDOT, we've been working with them for quite some time now to figure out how we can use both of our mutual sort of agendas, how we can make them both fit together and have some synergy to be able to fit the needs of the community and fit the needs of the base. And FDOT has been the absolute perfect partner in this. When we came up with the idea of creating a throughway through the base, that allows FDOT to connect Perdido and Pensacola. It also will create, hopefully, economic development in the Warrington area, because you've got a whole new traffic coming through there and coming through Barrancas and down Navy Boulevard. And it'll allow unfettered access to people on the base. And then from the Navy perspective, now it allows the Navy to have a secure enclave where we don't have those security concerns, and we fit the policies and procedures of the Department of Defense that they've set down for us, and it allows the museum to operate where it is. And some folks will say, well, why don't you move the museum off the base? Well, if you've got a spare $500 million that can do that, then please, I'm all ears. I would gladly accept that, and we'll put the museum off base, but that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
So we've got to find the best way to do this that fits the needs of the community and fits the needs of the base. And like I said, FDOT has been just a wonderful partner in doing this, because they get it. They understand it. And we worked hard with them to to get that letter, because that letter then sets the ball in motion for the Navy to do their staff work to figure out the process through which we can do this, because the Navy doesn't really do this. Our bases aren't big enough to do roads, public access roads through the bases. The Air Force does and the Army does, because their bases are so big. So they do it at Fort Belvoir, they do it at Eglin. There's plenty of places around the country that do it. But the Navy just doesn't, because our so we have to figure out how we can do this and how we can partner with FDOT and do it the right way. So we don't want to count our chickens before they're hatched, but the Navy is a willing partner in this. My leadership is a willing partner. We just have to let the process do its work, let the engineers do what they do best, and let our partners up in D.C. figure out how the Navy is going to come up with the appropriate funds and the appropriate authorities to allow us to partner with FDOT to get this done.
And this is, as you say, it's, you know, what we were waiting for was big Navy to say, you know, at least give their willingness. That's not the same as consent, permission, and funding. But when you're talking about $500 million of damage to the base from Sally, and then on top of that, you're asking for another 50 to do a road project that doesn't serve the interests of the Navy directly. It serves the interests of the community and, you know, tourism and economic development, as you say, through Warrington. That's a hard ask to make. But if FDOT is willing to pay because it connects those two areas of town, hey, all of a sudden we have a really good idea. We're talking to Tim Kinsel. He is the commanding officer, Captain Tim Kinsel, the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola for another 8 days. Well, you know, the question that everybody wants to know, and I know it's not a fair question at this point, but when? I mean, I assume we're talking several years out. Knowing how FDOT works, I'm reluctant to believe any particular projection, but I have been talking about 5+. If you had to make any kind of a guess, what's your thinking about this?
So here's the surprising thing. Well, no, I won't say it's surprising, but so you say that you don't bank on FDOT doing anything quickly. FDOT is the one that's moving fast here. They are moving at lightning speed in order to get this done and get shovels in the ground. So if anybody's going to hold it up, I think it'll be the federal process up in D.C., because the Navy's got to come up with a sizable amount of money, and it's money that's unprogrammed. So we usually, when we program money for big projects like that, it's done several years out, and 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years out. So FDOT is looking to put money towards this very, very soon, like within this fiscal year.
Oh, wow.
But that would be for all the engineering studies and all that type of stuff.
Okay.
So once, here's how the process will work. Once the Navy gives us thumbs up and says, we don't have the money for it yet, but we know the authorities are there and we are a willing partner for this, and they give FDOT the thumbs up that they want to walk side by side with them to do this, then FDOT can start spending money on all the engineering plans to get it done. And then we do what's called a rough order of net estimate. So then, and that'll give us an idea of exactly how much it's going to cost. And then the Navy's got to go and try and find that money and then add it to the money that FDOT is bringing to it. So we are looking at, what we're hoping for, is maybe shovels in the ground late 23, early 24.
Wow, that's okay. That's super fast. I mean, by road construction standards within the state of Florida, that's super fast. And certainly within, you know, Navy is not always fast to pivot on something like this. Okay, well, I mean, you know, that's a very optimistic projection. I'll take it. The last thing, and I just want to do this because I know people who are listening and hearing this idea for the very first time might not fully get it. What we're talking about, and you correct anything I say wrong, and then I'll give you a chance to add to it, is we're talking about taking the existing road that runs from the back gate to the front gate and converting that into a publicly usable, like any other road, through the base that would then have the ability to get off to go to the lighthouse, the museum, you know, different elements that are public, Barrancas, obviously, and your folks would... What, also enter through the main road, but then there would be a gate access with into the base itself? Do I basically have it right? And that would be have fencing and things along the road that don't exist right now. Is that basically right?
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. So if you think, if you come in the main gate, that rightmost lane would be, and we're building a whole new gate. It's the gate is going to be moved further in, about 600 yards further into the base. And then that right lane would be just a throughway. It's just a straight, unfettered access. So you come down Navy Boulevard, you don't even stop. You can wave at the center if you want, but you just keep on going. And that'll take you to Barrancas National Cemetery, Fort Barrancas, the museum. So you can enjoy that. Or if you just want to get to Perdido a little bit quicker, then that's the way you go.
Very. Wow, that's amazing. And I'm assuming that this, because I remember the design of the enclave of trying to actually physically carve the base into open to the public and not open to the public areas was going to be super expensive. Again, that $30, $50 million price tag. Am I right in thinking that this won't involve major construction elements like overpasses and tunnels? It'll just be largely reconfiguring existing roads, some pavement and fencing. Is that so? The price tag is, I guess I haven't even heard. What is the expected price tag on this?
Well, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Sure. Okay,
fair
enough.
Program was that old idea or plan that we had was essentially the cul-de-sac. You'd go in the front gate, go to the museum, and then you have to turn around and come back out.
Okay.
And originally FDOT wasn't there, like, you know, this is federal property, it doesn't really do anything to us. And then when we came up with the idea to, well, what if we made it a throughway through the base, and then it became an FDOT sort of a priority to connect to communities and then to help economic development in the area, and all of a sudden light bulbs went off and said, whoa, hold on a minute, this paints a whole different picture on the purpose of doing this throughway.
Right.
It's not just for the museum, it's for the entire community. So, and as far as the construction goes, I don't want to, there's a lot of ideas between the engineers about what will work and what won't work.
Okay, fair
some
enough.
Some of it involves flyovers, some of it doesn't involve flyovers. So once they really get into the nuts and bolts of it is when we'll figure out exactly how it's going to look. But the important thing is that we've got two willing partners between the Navy and FDOT. And that's a huge, huge step in the right direction.
And funding sources from transportation and economic development from the state, which is also the big, you know, to me, the big penny drop kind of moment. Well, Lucky, we didn't get any time to talk about your retirement, but of course, I'll see you at the change of command next week. Coming up on change of command and retirement, I know it's been a great career, and it's always wonderful to talk to you. Thanks for the information. Thanks for pushing this forward, and I certainly appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you later today at the press conference, sir.
My pleasure, Andrew. Great talking to you, and Happy New Year to all your listeners.